This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This weekend will mark 50 years since an airplane went down at Orly Airport in Paris, taking with it many members of Atlanta's arts community. In the years since, there was a tremendous effort devoted to preserving the arts in Atlanta. 50 years later, many wonder whether that commitment is still there. Sam Massell is a former mayor of Atlanta. He is now president of the Buckhead Coalition, and at the time of the Orly crash, he was president of the Atlanta City Council. Mr. Mayor, good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be with you, although it is always a sad occasion when you remember situations as shocking as this.
Do you remember what happened when you got the word?
Yes. It was almost disbelief at first. But I was called to City Hall. Ivan Allen was in mayor and making plans to go to Paris. And so I was the one designated then at home to take the calls from family and friends and the media as well to sort of, answer those questions that we could at the time. It was heartbreaking. And hard to handle.
In the years since, certainly we've been through your administration and many mayors since. Maynard Jackson was one who even made TV spots for the arts. Have we lost a bit of that commitment that we felt so strongly when we lost so many key members of the arts community?
It's a different commitment, if you want to use that word. I think that certainly following that tragedy. There was an outgoing of sympathy for the families, but for the city as a whole, and particularly for the arts community, and it increased the efforts then, as you indicate, of funding the needs of the community. But I wouldn't say that we've lost it. I think it has changed. It does, along with the economy, just like any other activity or interest. And we still have people who are committed and dedicated dramatically to the arts of all dimensions. And they are there when they are called upon, and we can be proud of what they do accomplish.
We have had, though, so many organizations in Marietta, for instance, Theater in the Square closed down, Actors Express here in Atlanta that almost closed down. We also had Seven Stages looking for money, changes in leadership pretty constantly in arts organizations. Do they feel that they have the support from the private sector, and you've been in both, that they used to have?
Well, yes, I don't think it's a comparison to what they used to have. I think what we're guilty of is comparing it to other fields, to other industries. I think, sadly, there are more people supportive of professional athletics, I guess, or sports, than there are supportive of the arts. And you can go down, a number of different interests and find the numbers shifting from one to the other. But there's nothing new about artists struggling. They have through history, and they will for the future. And it behooves us to recognize this and help where we can. Right now, for instance, I'm in search through the Buckhead Coalition for some performing arts group for Buckhead. We have most of the patronage for the arts from Buckhead, but none of the venues as such. We do have a new Buckhead Theater that Charlie Lanamirk purchased and remodeled, refurbished, bringing it back to a useful facility. But I'd love to see some performing arts, a theater in Buckhead, which I bet we'll get someday.
So as briefly as you can, what would be your prescription for either the private sector, government, individual donors, or a combination of all of these to try to bring back that kind of feeling of how important the arts are that we had 50 years ago?
Well, it is a combination, as you imply. It's not any one group or organization or entity, and the government plays its role, and individuals do, and foundations and other groups do, and there's room for leadership in that arena, much as in politics or sports or the academic community or any other. And we encourage people to get involved, and they'll have the support of groups. So like the Buckhead Coalition, our civic group, there are other civic groups that are ready and willing to encourage and support the arts. You know, everybody has a role, and the more they are encouraged to produce, the greater position we have in the rest of the world.
Sam Massell is the former mayor of Atlanta. He is now the president of the Buckhead Coalition. Mr. Massell, thanks so much for giving us this time. Good to talk to you again. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for your interest in this very important situation.
Now joining us, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. Mr. Mayor, welcome. Good to have you back.
I'm always glad to be with you, Dennis.
In the 50 years since the Orly crash, many folks in the arts community have wondered about the commitment of the entire community, not just government, to the arts. Is it the way it was when we felt that loss so keenly after the Orly crash? Do you think it's possible to sustain something like that, first of all? And secondly, are we at a point where we really need to do something if we're going to remain an arts center?
Well, I certainly think it's possible to sustain it because we are attracting so many world-class artists to the city, and I think that we have certainly world-class amenities. We just have to appreciate it and understand that if you're not improving, you're in fact declining. That's where our real challenge is. I think that we have very strong fundamentals, but I do believe that there does need to be another major push in order for us not to get comfortable in what we've accomplished as a community, certainly in the 50 years since Orly.
Does that push, though, have to come from sources other than the government? You're looking at paying for a major sewer overhaul, property values are declining, and the government is strapped.
Well, I think the push is going to come from a variety of sources, certainly from private philanthropy. But I think the government has a role to play. The corporate community has a role to play. And we're going to have an all-of-the-above approach. And that's why I think it's important that really everybody understand how important funding the arts at appropriate levels is to having a truly world-class city. You know, we've made the decision that we're going to be a global city. We need to act like it.
Will that mean in future city budgets that there will be increased funding for the Department of Parks, Recreation, Cultural Affairs?
My sense is that the answer is yes to that. I mean, I was personally moved by the video that I watched regarding the Orly trip to Paris. And that is the reason why, really in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Orly trip, that I decided to double the grant funding for arts in the city of Atlanta.
And how much will that doubling of the arts grants mean?
It will mean a $500,000 total more for arts and grants funding in the city of Atlanta. I am hopeful that once we have made this step, that we'll be able to keep it up on a going forward basis. But I do believe a 100% increase in grants funding sends a significant message that I hope other governments and other philanthropists and NGOs will match in the community.
A funding increase as a way of getting matching grants from the private sector is one thing, but what would you say to people who say, look, government really can't afford to be funding the arts at all. It should be up to the private community, as important as the arts are.
I would say that they don't know what they're talking about. Atlanta is one of the leading cities in the United States in terms of the number of jobs that are generated as a result of the arts and cultural community in our city. So it is really an economic generator. The Woodruff has certainly transformed Midtown Atlanta and is an essential part of our city and our character. So I would push back rather strongly, and I think that there is an overwhelming amount of statistical data that shows that if you have a city with strong cultural amenities, that it attracts businesses and it attracts visitors from around the world. The number one business in the city of Atlanta is our convention and tourism business, which has about a $10 billion economic impact annually on the metro region and the state of Georgia. If we don't have world-class art and cultural amenities, we will not be able to maintain and grow that important business. But we also need to recognize that art contributes to your soul, and it also contributes to your creativity. And that's why we have so many programs in Atlanta, many of which are sponsored by the Woodruff, which makes sure that our kids and our young people are exposed to arts and culture, because it develops that part of their mind that makes our citizens more creative.
Over the last few years, we've heard a great deal about the need to develop Atlanta as a sports center, not just the debate now over a Falcons stadium, but the College Football Hall of Fame and the attraction of bowl games and other big events to the city. Have we spent so much time on sports, again, as important as that is, that we have overlooked the arts?
I don't think that that's the case. I think that's a false choice. We can do both things at once. We can be a world-class sports city. We can build a world-class stadium, which I am confident that Mr. Blank and the Falcons organization are going to do, and we can fund a robust arts community. So I think that that's a false choice. So I don't agree with that.
In the meantime, will help arrive in time for organizations that are already struggling, like Actors Express or Seven Stages or any one of the others that have, or Georgia Shakespeare, any one of the others that have had to do emergency fundraising drives to survive when they've already seen, say, Theater in the Square in Marietta close its doors?
Well, help is clearly on the way. I mean, we're going to have a vote on June 30 on the City of Atlanta's budget. I hope that everyone that hears this conversation today will strongly encourage the Atlanta City Council to support my decision to double the grants funding for arts in the City of Atlanta. I'm confident that this will pass in June 30th, and I'm hopeful that other organizations and other philanthropists in the community will step up and respond as well. But my message is clear, and it's that I understand and value arts in the City of Atlanta, and that help is on the way, and that I think that the individuals who traveled 50 years ago to Paris really to learn more about arts and culture and how to make Atlanta a cultural center of the Southeast should be honored by the steps that we are taking.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.